Okay, welcome back here, Liberation Station Radio Show, the second and final hour. Chris Steiner with you. The site is theliberationstation.com, theliberationstation.com, and I'm in the chat room at the listen/archives page, along with you folks, and the Facebook Live, I see you there, Art, as well, commenting. Yeah, I appreciate you, Art. I'll try to play fewer clips, trying to play shorter clips, trying to make them as short as possible, though, it's kind of hard, and, I can reference some of that information and, reference it to the show on which I heard it or whatever, so folks can go and see more later. Maybe I should just summarize more often. So I'm just thinking the same thing and asking others of the same thing. So I appreciate your feedback and any broadcast report like that. And the Facebook live stream is at facebook.com/republicbroadcasting, facebook.com/wearechangedtampa. Your calls are welcome, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252 and troll-free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you'd like to connect on Skype, we can put you on video, or just the higher quality audio will be heard if you prefer. And you can send me your Skype address, or I'll send you mine in some secure way on the chat room or through Facebook, if you'd like to do it through Facebook Messenger, or through my text message if you have my phone line up on KongenIonizers.com, which is the water ionizer distributorship. You can find the banner for at the top of the homepage for theliberationstation.com. And let's get now to, unless Pat in Texas is on the line, is Pat still on the line? All right, let's get to Art in Georgia. Good afternoon, Art. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Chris. Just a couple documents that I wanted to talk about, which is regarding this topic. You mentioned Jacobson versus Jacobson versus Massachusetts. First of all, not that it really matters much, but Henning Jacobson was a preacher. And this was in 1905 when they were having this smallpox outbreak in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And, of course, Pastor Jacobson tried to claim it was a violation of his 14th Amendment right, which was the wrong argument to put forward because the 14th Amendment had nothing to do with the topic at hand. This is why he lost. But the state...
Maybe he should be against the 9th Amendment, you think?
The 9th, I believe. Yeah, I believe you're right. But the court rendered the conclusion that in order to protect public health and safety, the scope of the state's police powers includes the authority to enact reasonable regulations to do so. The Constitution secures liberty for every person within its jurisdiction, but does not give an absolute right for each person to be free from restraint at all times and all circumstances. Every person is required to be subject to various restraints for the common good. The efforts by the Cambridge to stamp out smallpox are substantially related to the protection of public health and safety as a whole. There has been nothing clearly justified the court holding the statute to be unconstitutional. Now, that was again in 1905. Well, let's fast forward 42 years, and we come to the British, Nuremberg Code, which was established in 1947. And in the British Medical Journal, number 7070, volume 313, page 1448, published on December 7th, 1996. Now, the Nuremberg Code, just in a nutshell, basically said that, you know, you needed to be, it created 10 new standards for the for medical practice and experimentation. And it says here, the judgment established the Nuremberg Code, that is, the judge's judgment established a new standard of ethical medical behavior for the post-World War II human rights era. Among other requirements, this document enunciates the requirement of voluntary informed consent of the human subject. And it says very clearly in the very first of the 10 new rules, the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. Now, this again came out of the Nuremberg Code, which was established in 1947. So mandates have no place in American life anymore, thanks to the Nuremberg Code. So this whole mandating vaccine, mandating masks, and I'm proud to say I did not get the vaccine, and I've not worn a mask at all since day one. But this tells me that, according to the Nuremberg Code, that whole Jacobson versus Massachusetts just got thrown out the window, because this is international, not national. And I believe it would hold weight in a court. What do you think?
Well, I think that...
I know, it's a lot to digest.
I think all the international laws have said that. You can't test on people, but do a lot of the things that they're doing that falls under things other. I mean, they're testing on people, but they what they call them and what they actually are, you know, like depriving a civilian population of a needed resource. Well, oxygen is a needed resource, and putting on a mask deprives one of oxygen. So things
good
like
point.
I'd have to hear, you'd have to go over that argument again with me. And I was trying to take some notes and do some research at the same time. You were mentioning the British Medical. Could you give those references again, like the British Medical Journal, December 7th?
The British Medical Journal, number 7070, volume 313. And that was published 7 December 1996. And it's on page 1448.
You said December 7th, 1996. Okay. And page 1448.
Yep. 1996, page 1448. Now, it also says directly after the voluntary consent, it says this means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent. Now, again, remember, they're talking about experiments. And these COVID vaccines were nothing but experiments, because there had been no short-term and no long-term testing done. They want us to believe that Moderna, who's never had a vaccine before, was able to come up with a vaccine in 8 months. How is that even rockin' possible? But it says informed consent. And you cannot give your consent if you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's in it. You don't know any of the testing results. Nothing. How can you give informed consent? And so these are the arguments that I used, and they actually worked. But again, I live in a small town where people think a little differently. It's not like a big city.
Right. Yeah, so don't need big city laws, big city problems, you know, laws for big city problems for everyone else. That's what a lot of these... folks don't realize. They think that, well, they have to be safe. That's most important. They stop their critical thinking right there.
Right.
Let's see. I got. I think I found what you're talking about here. I don't know if you're watching Facebook at the top, or if you have it up on screen yourself. It looks like it's referencing a bunch of articles. Yeah, volume 313, issue 7070, editorials, and it's a list of editorials, apparently, or articles.
I'm looking at the feed, and that's not what I got. I can go back and find it,
you have a link, website link, a URL.
That's what I'm going to look up now, so I can get it.
If you want to put it in the chat room, just click on it or whatever. Facebook, let me know. We're all connected. So, yeah, in the meantime, want to point out, you know, the Nuremberg principles, Hague conventions, Geneva conventions, and Helsinki rules all prevent depriving a civilian population of a needed resource that are, these are war crimes and crimes against humanity. So, you know, things like water fluoridation does that, or charging prohibitively high rates, water fluoridation, another argument I use, and you know, well, charging so much, maybe you should stop water fluoridation. It costs a bit less, you know, at least here in Pinellas County, $70,000 less per year, last time I checked a few years ago. You know, and the masks and depriving a civilian population of their health. You know, they need to have a clean internal and external environment. And you shoot up these things, and you're going to be producing the spike protein continually, it's shown. So, you know, not only changing your DNA irreparably, as far as I know, unless there's some maybe laser technology that can change it back, things like that I've heard about, changing people's, amphibians at least, DNA, done tests on maybe people who would work with too. Maybe they have some antidote. Every time they make a problem, they come up with an antidote. But yeah, the mRNA, like Dr. McCullough said, is shedding to those who haven't gotten the COVID shots. And so, you know, you get a shot, you keep on making the spike protein, like I covered, we covered with Dr. Jared Roscoe on February 12th this year, 2023, all these various clinical tests that someone who's gotten a COVID shot might want to check, and remedies, available remedies. Not that I'm telling anybody to take them, but they're available out there. And so for almost 2 hours, that's really the go-to show back on February 12th for folks to check out who have gotten the COVID shot and see, for example, the antibody levels for the spike protein that is some indicator of how much spike protein you have circulating, unless you get a biopsy. I don't know any other way to find out. But, yeah, and like I mentioned, Bruce Patterson has done a lot of great research on the monocytes being the reservoir for, or a reservoir for the spike protein. So you might eliminate it, but the monocytes are still going to hold on and keep pumping them out. So yeah, you want a clean internal environment. These governments who are issuing mandates or coercion, yeah, that's certainly, now that we have the science, and not only that, how to help remediate it, we can point out that, I'm not doing anything like that to protect other people, because it's going to necessarily damage myself.
Okay, well, I just dropped that link in both chat rooms, the Chat Tango and the one for your Facebook feed. I dropped the link in there. But now understand, when you click that link, it should be an automatic download of the PDF that I'm talking about with the British Medical Journal. It's an automatic download.
Gotcha.
But it's good to have, good information to have.
There we go. All right. Yeah, thanks for posting it. It's only a couple pages, and other folks can go check it out. Did you want to read anything else from that?
No, that was it. I just wanted to to maybe shine a little bit more light on it, you know, and it does say very clearly, number one, that you have to give your consent. Well, you can't give your consent if you don't know anything about the vaccine. And again, remember, Moderna had never had a vaccine, ever. Their very first one just happened to be for the COVID. And if you look at their sign, Moderna, it's a capital M, mode, capital R, capital N, capital A, mRNA. Now, is there something there? I don't know, but just an interesting little tidbit. Anyway, thanks, bro. You're doing a great job, and hopefully somebody else will call in with some more information.
Right on. Yeah, pack up the show with your calls if you don't want to hear the clips. Appreciate it, Art. Thanks. That's good information, and I'll read the whole thing when I get the chance. All right, take care. Yeah, I think that other, you know, the people who are the experts are good at delivering information, and I really want to give a, you know, I hate to short shrift the clips that I play by summarizing them, because sometimes because I want you to have the information in which, you know, to be armed, maybe take notes, get the notes from the high wire. You can sign up for the mailing list and get the notes, I think, a couple of days after the show, and then you'll be well armed when you call into talk shows or when you're making your posts or composing your emails, and you know you're ready to answer questions, or you're confident that if you can't remember the exact reference, maybe you can go find it somewhere. You can just go do a quick web search on a search engine like Quant, QWANT.com, Quant.com. That's a QWANT.com, and get less censored, or less, I guess it's censored now because the government's all involved, and DuckDuckGo is involved with, DuckDuckGo.com is involved with Bill Gates. I didn't plan to bring up that news, but you can use a more, you know, a search engine that'll, you'll quickly find what you're looking for. Through quant.com, and let's see what will we do next here, back on track with the script. So much research in the course of your calls, and again, call in lines at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, and toll free 800-313-9443. That's troll-free, 800-313-9443. Let's get over to what I've heard mentioned lately, and I've heard over the years, is that a lot of folks in office haven't taken an oath of office, and therefore they're acting under color of office. I should have prompted you, Sam, if we have clip number two ready to roll. Let me ask you there in Skype. As well, see what we get a response from. But in the meantime, let me go over to Ann Vandersteel's Substack page to describe this clip that we're going to play here. I get my computer to cooperate with all these tabs that are open. Okay, so many tabs open, and trying to get back here. So if you go to annvandersteel.substack.com, I'll get to that, and I'll get to this after the clip here, now that we have it ready to play. The article is Writ of Quo Warranto. The Biden regime does not have their oaths of office on file. And there's the writ, the PDF that's referenced there. But we'll go through the list of all those in high office who haven't signed their sworn oath of office. If I can get my computer once again to cooperate. This is just a short 4-minute clip. If we have the time to play it before break. If we do, then Sam, please roll that clip.
Now,
okay.
As elected officials without swearing in allegiance to the Constitution, a writ of quo warranto has been filed in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C., stating that numerous oaths of office cannot be found on file for many of our federal public officials, including Vice President Kamala Harris and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Also on the list of missing oaths of office include the CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen, Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, the FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock, Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, and the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Education, Dr. Miguel Cadorna, Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, and the Commissioner of the FDA, Robert Califf, Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh, Deputy Secretary of Labor, Julie Hsu, and the remedy sought for those individuals who have failed or refused to produce an affidavit as required by 5 U.S. Code, subsection 3332, demand that those persons provide the U.S. attorney and the court in Washington, D.C. with the compulsory affidavit within 10 days. For those individuals who do not produce the affidavit within the 10 days and who have admitted that they do not possess the requisite affidavit, and those who have produced defective affidavits, they must immediately terminate their appointments or positions, render all official acts, bills, laws, regulations, or any official actions whatsoever, including the appointment of any subordinates, void ab initio, as well as replace and restore all proper and former office holders until competent replacements can be lawfully appointed. In order to be effective as a sworn declaration, it must either be sworn before a notary public or sworn under penalty of perjury per 18 U.S. Code, subsection 1746. Once again, the issue before the U.S. attorney is straightforward. Petitioner has sought the required affidavits prescribed in 5 U.S. Code, subsection 3332, from all appointees referenced via the Freedom of Information Act, and this request and not one of the aforementioned appointees have produced a compliant affidavit consistent with applicable statutes. Either the affidavits are non-existent, wanting, defective, or the appointee has failed or refuses to provide the mandated affidavit to hold their respective offices. Follow rightnow.news and at Ann Vandersteel on CloudHub, Twitter, Truth, and Getter for more on this story as it develops.
And again, you can go check out AnnVandersteel.substack.com and see the whole writ of Quo Warranto. Well, this is about 2 weeks old news. This is April 20th, actually just a week old. Maybe she updated it. April 21st. Thought I heard about it a while back, but a little further back. Though, this is from the Ferguson law firm, and we'll see how successful they are. Now, it's interesting in this article that she shows a video of Pete Buttigieg taking the oath on video, but there's nothing on file. So, you know, that's one example of how they'll take it, and then they'll just take office. So, you know, are they doing it because they know that they feel as if they can't be held responsible for their actions, their illegal actions? But, yeah, you're acting under color of law. That's at least a civil rights violation. And I know federal law, it's a criminal violation, Title 18, Section 241, 242. But, you know, civil rights, Section 1983 of the U.S. Code, Title 42. Probably heard 42 U.S.C. 1983 and subsequent sections are often involved depending on the incident. Pardon me as I get a drink. So why are they doing this? We'll have to force them to find out. This is a pretty long clip. We're going to have to probably cut it short anyhow. Probably couldn't play it throughout the whole show if we had the time, but it's very important because it covers how the vitamin K shot by itself seems to cause autism. And this comes from an interview you'll hear speaking the Joy Garner, the lead plaintiff in a federal lawsuit to stop discrimination with vaccines. And she's the founder of the Control Group at thecontrolgroup.org. Her article, she'll be discussing her article here with a lot of research that she's going to go over now. Health versus disorder, disease and data. Unvaccinated persons are incommensurably healthier than vaccinated. And we've known that from various studies in the past. We've known that from Dr. Paul Thomas. And this is from the Dr. Paul Thomas podcast, research that he's done with Dr. Brian Hooker and Neil Z. Miller and Dr. James Lyons Weiler. They've come out with a total among them of about five or maybe nine, I think now six studies that show that the children who haven't gotten any vaccines are the healthiest compared to those who have gotten some on the CDC's recommended schedule of childhood shots. And then even worse, the worst class are those who've gotten the full CDC recommended schedule of vaccines, childhood vaccines. So this research that Joy Garner will be talking about shows that the vitamin K shot by itself seems to cause autism, because the unvaccinated babies who got the vitamin K shot had autism, while those without either any vaccines or the vitamin K shots did not have any incidence of autism. And she'll also be talking about, if we get towards the end of the clip, of glyphosate in vaccines, especially high in the MMR vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. That's the shot that she, if we get the time to play, she mentions that is the one that most parents will notice after their 18-month well child visits, where they get a huge round of vaccines. That's right after that, that's the MMR shot, that their child regresses. So this is just a part of the interview of the last edition of Dr. Paul Thomas's show, as I mentioned, With the Wind, April 27th, 2023. And his website is doctorsandscience.com. So, Sam, when you're ready, please roll that clip. Or if we have the time here before the break. Okay, sorry, I just noticed the clock there. So when we come back, I set it up well and hold you in suspense. Another interesting point in this video I'll mention is that there is aluminum in the vitamin K shots. So that might explain it. Hey, let's hear it for the anti-vaxxers who've gotten the mercury out and now are trying to get out the Informed Consent Action Network, which is headed up or managed by Dell Victory at ICanDecide.org, winning so many great victories thanks to so much public support for their show and their legal efforts over the years. So they're making a huge difference. So many states and across the country. We'll be right back and pick it up where we left off here, Liberation Station.
The truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone. Yet everyone's on their own.
That's it. Stay pure. Try to take all those toxins away and bring in nutrients, and then you'll experience better mental, spiritual, physical health, and be able to hold the Holy Spirit, prana, chi, orgone, God's loving Holy Spirit a lot better that way. Hold on to it a lot longer, and that's my experience. So experience short-term. I've seen little short-term healings very quickly, but sometimes folks relapse, and it's often due to their habits and mental patterns, but that's another thing to become pure of, become purified from, so you can become accustomed to that higher energy level. And that's what I found, is that those with better nutrition can hold on to the energy better, longer period of time. Otherwise, it's kind of like the fairy tale. Sometimes after 3 days, they go back to being a pumpkin, from a carriage to a pumpkin, or like Cinderella or whatever. It seems like so many fairy tales or fables that after 3 days, the spell wears off, and that's about the length of time that sometimes the energy will last, will hold, and someone might start experiencing symptoms of relapse, and they need to correct their thought patterns, their habits, and try to identify how they might be the cause of it. So that's the importance of trying to stay pure. One important point. Let's get back to this clip number 3 we'll play from the last edition of Dr. Paul Thomas's show, With the Wind, at doctorsandscience.com. It's April 27th, 2023, talking, Joy Gardner is being interviewed here, and talking about her study, Health versus Disorder, Disease and Death, Unvaccinated Persons Are Incommensurably Healthier Than Vaccinated, November last year, 2022. And her website, the website for her organization, is thecontrolgroup.org. She's the founder of The Control Group, and you can find a lot of great research there. Just pages and pages of research on vaccines, the vitamin K shot. And she'll be talking about, they're the lead plaintiff at The Control Group in a federal lawsuit to stop discrimination with vaccines. And her study is what she will be discussing, and show all these graphs and data up on screen here on the Facebook live feed, facebook.com/republicbroadcasting. And Sam, when you're ready, please roll that clip.
I understand that you recently got this study published. I want to know more. I want to know where. So if you, is this the point? Would you like to go ahead and grab the screen?
I would like to actually screen share. I was able to get many PhDs, both in the federal lawsuit and in peer reviewing this study that got published, to look at it and say, yes, this makes sense, and even contribute to it. Like my math is a little better on this one due to an MIT senior research scientist who helped organize this and edit it. What I'd like to do is just go straight to the graphs. Now, the one for the children, we were using old numbers for what the vaccine-exposed population of children in America looks like. And we were forced to do that because they won't publish the most recent numbers. They're trying to hide how exponential the damage is. And we also didn't want to be criticized at all in terms of having exaggerated how bad it is. So we just picked one of the more reliable sources, or considered reliable sources, for where the numbers were at. I think for the children, it was 2015 or something. And at that time, we had 27% suffering chronic conditions. Now, that may sound like not a big deal, but when you're talking about chronic conditions, most of them are life-threatening and debilitating and will shorten your life span, for sure. So included in this 27% is stuff like cancer, which is now the leading cause of death for children in America.
So leading quickly, cause of just death to help people who are watching, Dr. Paul also uses this. So if you can go over, just explain the colors. The orange is the vaccine.
Okay, so the orange is vaccine exposed children as of 2020. But these numbers were very conservative at that time because it was on a steep incline from what we could see. But anyway, so the orange is vaccine exposed children. And so this is for one chronic condition, at least one chronic condition. And now the transparent 5.97%, and then there's a little blue line under that.
Mm-hmm.
So 5.97% of unvaccinated children had one chronic condition. But the interesting distinction here, if you go below there, is that the transparent section shows a different risk factor within those children that got the K shot. Okay. In that group, it was an incidence of 13.32% that had at least one chronic condition. And for the children who had no vaccines and no K shot, it was 2.25%. And I can tell you from having done the research myself and input all of this data personally, that 2.25% that had at least one chronic condition, most of those were extremely mild. For instance, there was no diabetes, there was no cancer. There were none of these more serious problems going on in the entirely unvaccinated and no exposure to K-shot children. They just didn't have these problems. So let me just move along here to the adults, because this is even more staggering, because you're looking at accumulated more. When you're looking at the people over the age of 18, you're looking at accumulation. So 60% as of 2020 of adults over the age of 18 were suffering at least one chronic condition if they had been exposed to vaccines. However, in the entirely unvaccinated population, we're talking 5.71%. And even more staggering is that you look at the percentage that are at least two chronic conditions in the vaccinated population, that's 42%. Now, we're looking at, on the unvaccinated side, we're looking at the transparencies to the right, the green, which is the combination of blue and red. And for the risk value for the ones that didn't get the K shot, it just drops down, as you can see over here on the five chronic conditions, literally zero. So the K shot is a factor. It's a serious factor, but it doesn't really glare out at you until you separate it from everyone else. In other words, for the overall number of 5.71, we were adding the K-shot people to the rest of the unvaccinated and came up with five. But the vast majority of injured people in this study were the ones that got the K-shot, even though they were the minority of people in the study. Like I said, it was around 30% that had gotten the K-shot, and yet they represented about 70% of the injuries and health problems that showed up in this study. So it's a serious additional problem. So one of the things I wanted to go to was something that was kind of staggering. And the MIT scientist I was talking about refined this and made more sense out of it, even for me. So at the top of this page, this is page 9 of the PDF. So what she determined was that this is the odds that vaccines are not the cause of this disparity in health outcomes, the direct cause of all of these health problems, are one in, I can't even, the number, we couldn't have fit it in here. It's 3 times the number of atoms that are estimated to exist in the universe.
Wow.
And that is all squared out on the 9th page. So, you know, it makes you think of the Dumb and Dumber movie with Jim Carrey,
mm-hmm.
where he says, "So you're telling me there's a chance vaccines are innocent?" Well, I guess there's a chance. And remember, in that movie, the odds that were making us laugh at how astoundingly idiotic this guy was only 1 in a million. Okay? This is 3 times the number of atoms estimated to exist in the universe. And those are the odds against the innocence of vaccines. So they're not innocent. It's mathematically impossible that vaccines are not the cause of this disparity in health outcomes. So when you look at those graphs, just know it's backed with that kind of math. This is not subjective. It's very objective evidence. And we conducted the study so that it could pass muster in federal court. Were we to ever be given an opportunity to present the evidence, and that's where they stop you at the gate. They make sure that you can never show the evidence to anyone. That's how they stop you.
Yeah. Well, and again, to that point, I mean, look at Dr. Paul and that cancel culture. As soon as he proved with his own study and his own practice, real world data, sorry, you can't be a pediatrician.
Well, and it wasn't coming grassroots from the ground up. It was coming top down.
Yeah.
So this is the gold standard for determining toxicity of any substance. And now we know there are multiple toxic substances that are identified as toxic in the vaccines. However, the minute you add a toxin to something that has the label vaccine on it, it's magically washed with some, I don't know, that says it's no longer a toxin. As long as that toxin is inside of a needle that they call a vaccine, suddenly it's no longer considered toxic. Go figure. But this shows what happens when you actually do granulate out and identify who got what shot, and you show the increasing exposure causing increasing disease. And so what we're looking at is the orange lines are the ones with two chronic conditions, and the blue line is for people that only had one chronic condition. Now, zero exposure to either the K shot or the maternal vaccine and no post-birth vaccines are the baseline here. And you're watching it go up, K shot only. It's a straight line on the blue, whether or not you're going to end up with at least one condition, the percentage that will end up with at least one health condition. It is a straight line up when you're talking about exposure to additional toxicants on a gradient. So the first level is the K shot only. You see it go up in a perfect straight line on the group that had at least one chronic condition. And then you go to the net for the orange. I'm not even sure why we put that one in there, but that one shows for two chronic conditions, how the number or percentage of these people increased. So then you got the maternal vaccine only, but no K shot. Goes up again. Both the vitamin, now this one was really scary, because when we stratified down to the babies who got no post-birth vaccines, but they did get both the maternal vaccine exposure and the K shot, they had the worst, their averages for health problems were even worse on many levels than the national averages for kids that have been vaccinated their whole life. What we narrowed down is we found out the single most dangerous shot any human can get is while they're in utero.
Wow.
So the autism rate, when you take it to the ones that got both the K shot and the maternal vaccine shot, was almost twice the national average.
Wow.
So K shot, our numbers showed that the K shot will slightly increase your risk of autism. But if it's combined with a maternal vaccine, it's exponential. Like, this is before you're even considering vaccines after birth. Like, I mean, it's staggering how obvious this is. And so here we talk at a closer look at autism and vaccines. And that's just because such a big deal was made about it. And the CDC, I guess, was recently forced to remove their statement where they said that vaccines have been proved. It's been proven that vaccines can't cause autism. They just recently were forced by Bobby Kennedy's group to remove that statement, which was nice. So of the two autism cases in the entire study, means that within the entirely unvaccinated, the risk of autism would be 0.13%, right? And our national averages are coming in at about 3% and change. However, both of these autism cases in this study were in the K-shot and or maternal vaccine exposure group. With zero exposure to vaccines, either in utero or after birth, and with no K shot, there were zero autism cases. So this is a unique marker specific to exposure. What we think is the adjuvant that they put in the K shot, because most people are, they get their baby the K shot because they're told, well, it's just a vitamin. No, it's not. They put aluminum adjuvant, which is the same thing they put in the vaccines inside of those K shots. So it's not just a vitamin. The parents are being lied to. And that's the main reason parents who are anti-vax have been fooled into getting the K shot for their kid. So yeah, we've got zero autism. However, when you go to the K shot only, you've got a 0.24% risk of autism. I'm going to put that across the top here. And then you go to, because it's basically zero risk if you're entirely unvaccinated and you avoid the K shot. But if you get the K shot for your kid, even if you don't, even if you weren't vaccinated during the pregnancy, even if you don't intend to vaccinate them ever, you're still putting your child at a 0.24% risk of autism just by getting the K shot. And then in children, and then it was the ones that got the with the maternal vaccine, it was 3.13%. However, the scariest group was the one with 100% rate of exposure to both the K shot and the maternal vaccine, where it was 4.76% risk of autism if a baby got both of those exposures. So approximately 50% of all pregnancies in the United States, maybe more now after COVID, but at the time that we did this study, it was about 50% of all pregnancies in the United States were vaccinated. I guess it gets us to a subject that's really important for people to understand. Natural background rate, right? What is that? Natural. If you're doing studies within a vaccine exposed population, how do you find that?
Right.
You go to the true controls that had never been vaccinated. And then you get your natural background rates for all of these diseases. And what we found is no diabetes, no cancer, almost no anything. Glyphosate was another subject that came up. There's a fine lady at MIT, Stephanie Seneff, who studied this at length. And what she found was that, and she reports it, and we did some coverage on it here, that the glyphosate is a likely suspect in autism as well as birth defects. But we focused largely on the fact that there was another study, Moms Across America. They actually hired a researcher to put together the numbers on glyphosate content in the vaccines, childhood vaccines. Wow. And he found that the highest amounts of glyphosate were actually found in the MMR shot, which is the one that most of the parents who end up with autistic children and associate it with the vaccine, they're always saying it was right after the MMR shot. And it just so happens that is the one that is highest in glyphosate. And there's not a single study from any of our health agencies that even looks at the question, let alone produces any data that could tend to contradict anything in any of these studies. Like, I'm not standing alone here. I'm standing on some other pretty impressive shoulders, and I just took a different approach here, but it's all the same data. And it's all irrefutable. It is mathematically impossible that vaccines are not the actual cause of well over 90% of the health problems suffered by Americans today. That includes children and adults of all ages. And now we're seeing with the COVID vaccines, I call it the warp speed depopulation agenda, because when I looked at the, as horrifying as I thought vaccines already were, when I had no idea it was as bad as what I found out. I mean, I still was just dumbfounded. There was a little part of me praying it wasn't really this bad. And, you know, like maybe I'm hyperventilating about something that's not as serious as this, but turns out it's much more serious than I ever imagined. And I was horrified to find these results. So I was calling this a depopulation agenda through vaccination before the COVID vaccines were rolled out. And now we're just in a warp speed phase.
And for me, I think the insanity is that someone like yourself,
All right. Well, that's as far as we actually had the time to fit in the clip today. So fortunately, you got as much as I had hoped for, but had several other clips we didn't get to. I encourage you to check out not just the last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree, April 20th, 2023, but pardon me, 27th, but as well the one from 2 weeks ago, trying to see what I have here. I just don't have the time to play these clips, but the last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree and 2 weeks ago, the one that was 2 weeks before that, are great segments on the climate change debate. Americans Cooling on Climate Change is the name of the clip from the last edition this past Thursday. But then 2 weeks ago was, it's the April 13th edition, was the Green Energy Hoax. So you find a lot of great research there on these forms of green energy or cleaner energy or not green or cleaner. For sure, looking at the data, the hard data and research. So one of these days, I hope to maybe play those clips or at least summarize them. I had hoped to play the clip from 2 weeks ago already, and then I see, lo and behold, Highwire does another good long clip on Americans who, I think it's 61%, who don't believe that humans are causing climate change. And you know, I would throw out, look at the CO2 levels, look at industries. Emissions not just of CO2 levels, but fluorinated gases, which are the biggest impact of greenhouse gases, according to the EPA's own website. And it's the only one that's man-made, the most persistent, the most impactful, despite it being the least quantity. It hangs around the longest because it doesn't break down, these fluorinated gases from phosphate mining, refrigerant makers, and such. And there's so much other news I didn't get to, so we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for expressing yourself, even if it's sitting in silence, basking in the natural radiance of your own soul, and sending those good vibes out through your environment, throughout creation. This has been Chris Steiner, Liberation Station Radio Show. The site is theliberationstation.com. Until next time, all take great care.
We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.